This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. China's Foreign Minister Qin Gang said on Friday that both sides of the Taiwan Strait belong to China. He said it is right and proper for China to uphold its sovereignty. Qin made the remarks at the Lenting Forum in Shanghai, where he discussed a wide range of topics from debt, the global economy, to Taiwan. Recently, he said there has been absurd rhetoric accusing China of upending the status quo, disrupting peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. Qin said the logic is absurd and the conclusion dangerous. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an immediate halt to fighting in Sudan on Thursday and appealed for a three-day ceasefire to mark the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan to enable trapped civilians to seek safety and supplies.
The cessation of hostilities must be followed by serious dialogue, allowing for the successful transition, starting with the appointment of a civilian government. The fighting must stop immediately. I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation. Hundreds of people have been killed and injured.
Guterres has been negotiating to achieve a de-escalation since violence erupted last Saturday between former allies, now rivals who lead the Sudanese army, and so-called paramilitary rapid support forces. Media reports say President Joe Biden will formally announce his 2024 re-election campaign as soon as next week. Both AP and Reuters cited sources familiar with the matter who said a final decision on timing has not been made yet, but both outlets said Biden has been eyeing Tuesday, April 25th, which would be 4 years to the day since he entered